Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour, from wherever on the planet you happen to be listening. This is a time of the year that we celebrate entrepreneurs. In the month of February in the United States, it is entrepreneurship time. And we celebrate those individuals who have gone out and created something, mostly on an idea. And one of the curious things about entrepreneurship is, you know, oftentimes people have failure rates going into this, maybe once, twice, three times. But the wonderful thing about driven entrepreneurs is that failure teaches them great lessons. With us on our newsmaker line is our friend and compadre. His name is Desmond Adams. He is the president, CEO, and founder of something called Focus and Find. I happen to know Desmond well, and he would be, in my definition, a serial entrepreneur. He has been down this road of creating more than one time. Desmond, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're making time to do this today.
Michael, thank you so very much for allowing me to chat with you and your audience today.
Yeah, this is really an important topic because, as we all know who are in the business world, it is entrepreneurs that create new and exciting and dramatic things. You have been in this space in a number of ways. You've run for the Congress of the United States, which is an entrepreneurial attempt and opportunity. You've also created Focus and Find as an entrepreneur. And so let's talk a little bit, if we can, Desmond, about your adjustment and your drive to be this entrepreneur. What's it about?
I think, Michael, it's an insatiable desire to drive and want more than whatever it is that you currently have, because you see, based on your vision, something in the marketplace that can either be better, doesn't exist, or you yourself believe that you can drive and build a better opportunity for others and yourself. That's what I would think it would be.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I tell people all the time, and to really break that down, if I were hired at a McDonald's restaurant, I would last about 3 days, because within 3 days, I'd be going to whomever the manager was and saying, you know, there's a better way to do this. And so I totally understand that idea of creating something better than what we have, or sometimes creating something that's never existed before, which is a higher step, I would imagine. How does Focus and Find, the company that you've founded, which is doing some remarkable things, by the way, with regard to inclusion and socially responsible talent recruitment, how is that melding into your desire to do something from an entrepreneurial level that meets something that can be better?
Michael, that's a great question. I started Focus and Find with a desire and a dream to drive inclusion through and through corporate America, and to help corporate America achieve its dream of having an inclusive workforce. It was my dream, goal, and desire to leave that level of impact and legacy, and hopefully disrupt and add tremendous value to the marketplace so that our wonderful country could move forward, better move forward in inclusivity from a corporate hiring perspective.
And when we talk about a corporate hiring perspective, and you and I have had substantive conversations about this, there is a reality that I think perhaps businesses oftentimes overlook, that the marketplace in which they are selling their goods and or services may not look anything like the decision makers that are sitting in the boardroom. Would that be somewhat accurate?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would say that would be accurate. I'll share something with you. We're currently involved in an engagement currently for a chief marketing officer role. And in the process of building our relationships and confidentially networking, we've been able to really listen to some stories from these chief marketing officers regarding some of their best practices, their strongest skill sets, demonstrated experience. And it's amazing after listening to some very, very senior ranking individuals with some rather large institutions confidentially share how their customer base that they have today may or may not be the customer base they've identified for their business forward. And we're not talking businesses with 100,000 customers. We're talking businesses with seven figures and eight figures in customers. Mm. And so the landscape is significantly being impacted. This coronavirus has impacted us. And I just think that it's we're at a natural evolution where business will continue to evolve into a new platform and a new way of doing business. I think we're seeing it right before our eyes.
You know, you said something very interesting there. You talked about listening to the stories of some chief marketing officers that are out there in the planet. And this goes well beyond, I think this is what's important about Focus and Find. This goes well beyond the resume. This goes to the product that you would be very familiar with your law degree experience. This goes to the effort of discovery of who that market and what that market is and how inclusion can better impact that message. Yes?
Yes. In short, yes.
I would think that, you know, as business people and people who are making decisions on the hiring process, whether that be in HR or C-suite individuals, that they would step back just a little bit after speaking with you, Desmond, as an entrepreneur, but also as one that's created a vehicle in which they can better assess who's making the decisions and who their customer might be. And if you meld those two things, coming from a marketer standpoint, what a beautiful world that is. Because with that diversity in that boardroom, you're listening to other inputs, I would think, about life experiences and how to reach people, yes?
Absolutely. You are able to further refine your vision, how you approach, how you see things, because ultimately that impacts how you position your company. Or your brand more significantly for people to be able to adopt and to identify, ultimately identify with your brand, which drives revenue. So absolutely, right? You have to create, typically you have to create the demand in order to create the lead, in order to create the business development opportunity to close a sale. So typically you'll have these stages. However, the demand is there. What is taking place is it's a demand that doesn't look the same as that might have looked 15, 20, 25 years ago. It's the way that organizations are promoting their brand relevance, not only on one or two or three or four major platforms, but leveraging influencers, leveraging different alternative social media sites, micro universes, to really attach to that customer user experience versus just simply that user interface. And so from a recruitment standpoint, yes, we added tremendous value in addition to simply looking at documentation that tends to be pushed from one individual to another.
You know, I want to come back on something that I think everyone that's listening to this can easily identify with. And I want to focus for just a moment. Desmond Adams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder, CEO, and president of Focus and Find. I want to focus just for a moment, Desmond, on the reality that we see every single day when we're watching, say, television, and we're watching commercials on television. How those commercials have changed significantly, even in the past two or three years. We're seeing individuals who are depicted as multiracial couples, individuals who may be LGBTQ, individuals who have a different lifestyle than what we perhaps saw just 5 years ago, that major corporations out there are starting to understand that their target audience is much more broad than what it had been. And I suspect that those decisions with regard to marketing, and we're talking about TV commercials for crying out loud, that those decisions are starting to be made by people who have a very diverse and inclusive set of people making decisions. You think?
Well, I agree with you in part. We are seeing tremendous strides in commercials and other advertisement. We are making and we are seeing tremendous strides being made in effort. Where the strides in the effort is not, is in the hiring of an inclusive and diverse team.
And how do we go about fixing that?
I think you need to be deliberate in your methodology for recruitment. I think you need to be deliberate in how you identify talent, as well as build relationships with that talent, and then ultimately secure that talent. I think that the way that the industry does it today could truly use a facelift, so to speak, and drive, dare I say, drive inclusion as a profitable, in addition to it being a socially or acceptable or morally correct thing to do. Well, I think it's all of those.
Yeah,
but I also believe it's profit.
It is profit. And you know, one of the things that you have referenced time and time again was a study between 2008 and 2011, I think it was, somewhere during that time period, that individual corporations that really focused on creating a diverse set of individuals who are decision makers in the C-suites saw their profit rise by an astounding 33%. Tell us about that for just a moment.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that was a study. That's a study by McKinsey and Company. And there are other studies that also show that direct correlation, that the more diverse your leadership team is, it has a direct impact on your earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, better known as EBITDA. And so that direct impact is referenced for organizations to be able to achieve higher and more sustainable business results. It is something that today's workforce environment and today's workforce are looking to join companies, not solely because who pays me the most. Mm. They are looking to join companies that they are aligning their self-interest,
yes,
and their beliefs with.
Yes.
And so we're in this branding space right now where everybody is a brand. You have cats and dogs and humans. Everyone is a brand. Effectively, look at it differently. Everyone is looking at themselves and taking themselves more seriously as an asset themselves. And instead of giving their asset away simply for dollar traded for time, now you're seeing individuals saying, hey, I want to tie in what's most critical or what's most important to me, which is tying into an organization that aligns, or I can align at least with their belief system.
Yes, and we have seen study after study. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We have seen study after study where this is particularly important to the millennial generation. They wish to align themselves and their career with corporations and businesses that align with their value system. And,
yes.
And yeah, so that is, it's really a stunning thing. It may have always been there, but the driving factor no longer tends to be, although it's important, is what the remuneration is, but how I feel about the company and the company's values that I go to work for.
Absolutely. People are understanding that, hey, we have 24 hours a day. When you take your day and you break it up, 8 hours of that, or 6 to 8 hours of that, you're sleeping or you're resting. 8 to 10 hours of that, you're working. the other 6 to 8 hours, you have time to be with your family, your friends, or activities. And so when you think about it, it really makes tremendous sense for someone to be able to have who they are and their value system aligned with the interests and the values of the organization, because they're spending so much time there. What ends up happening is when you get to a point where your values are not aligned and you start to feel as if you are either doing things that you personally can't support, or you are doing things that you personally can't get behind, those individuals tend to leave for different opportunities. I see that happening more and more. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that it happens even more now that we're in an environment that would allow for someone to work anywhere.
Correct.
I really like the way you start your program with work anywhere. We're not talking working remote, where you're not tied to a location, tied to a central location. We're saying literally, as long as you have an internet connection, you would be able to work from anywhere.
And that is changing the landscape of work all across the board. One final question for you, Desmond Adams. You know, as an entrepreneur, and that's where we started our discussion, what advice can you give to those individuals who have a dream, who have the passion for entrepreneurship? What advice, and you've been in this game for a while, what advice would you have for them?
Michael, I would offer to your audience, and I'm pretty passionate about this, but I would offer to your audience a book that is titled Blue Ocean Strategy. Mm-hmm. Again, that is Blue Ocean Strategy. And effectively, it's a book from the Harvard Business Publishing Corporation. And effectively, it is a book that says that a red ocean strategy is a strategy where sharks bite each other, and the red represents blood in the water. And so sharks, being business, are trying to capture and gobble up additional territory and area, which causes blood to be shed in the water, versus a blue ocean strategy where you're still a shark, you're still in the water, but yet because you have built an area in that water that no other shark can either get into or has not built for themselves, you are by yourself in this blue ocean space. Mm. An example of that, Michael, would be Starbucks. So when we started, there's two examples, Starbucks and Circus Olay. So here it is in 2021, we don't have traveling circuses any longer, but yet we still have Circus Olay. So how is it that we have Circus Olay, but we don't have traveling circuses? And two, or primary to that would be, we have Starbucks, but that's a big craze and it has been, but yet we've always had coffee. Hmm. Well, and that's because what I call PTSD, right? And obviously I use it for that reason. When you're in a red ocean strategy situation, you're competing on price, terms, service, and delivery. PTSD. Okay. But when you think of Starbucks and when you think of Circus Olay, they don't compete on price. They're premium.
Right.
When you think of service, when you think of terms, they changed how they did things. Circus Olay took the circus on the ground, stayed in the air on trapeze, and then made it more adult friendly, less kid friendly, and made it a way for people to go out and enjoy an evening seeing a high wire trapeze event that tends to be a little bit more skewed towards adults. Well, what they did was they changed the perception of the circus, but they still leveraged the elements of the circus, which pulled you into it. The coffee, they changed the verbiage, they changed the location. It became a place in Starbucks to be. It became a place to meet, to engage, in addition to higher premium valued coffee. Hmm. So, you know, there, I would tell your, or I would share, not tell, but I would share with your audience, when you are creating your business model, when you are looking at competing against the woman or man or person down the street, you have to put your business in a position, in my opinion, that you can be best insulated with a blue ocean strategy versus that of a red ocean strategy where you're simply trying to make way amongst many. Create yourself differently where they can't compete with you, and then drive down and refine wherever it is that you have decided to compete and make your home for your business.
As always, sage advice. Desmond, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you so very much, Michael. It's always a pleasure talking to you as well as your audience.
Some great thoughts about entrepreneurship and some advice. That, of course, was Desmond Adams, the founder and president CEO of Focus and Find. And yes, we will have links to Focus and Find on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Desmond Adams, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.